Vayikra, and it is also known in many circles as Shabbos Penuya. Just like there's a Shabbos Hafsaka between the Dalet Parshiyos, there's a Shabbos Penuya between the Dalet Parshiyos and Shabbos HaGadol, which is next week. This is like a plain Shabbos, if we can call it that, empty sort of, in a way that it doesn't have the titles that the previous Shabbosos had. We had a Shkolim, a Zohar, a Parah, and a Chaydash, and next week Shabbos HaGadol. So this is just Vayikra. So therefore many call it Shabbos Penuya. Other Sfarim say Penuya comes from the word Panui, like a Penuya, a woman that's a Penuya, she's not married yet. This is the last Shabbos before Klal Yisrael was sort of engaged to be married to Hashem, because Shabbos HaGadol is already after Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu that he's bringing Klal Yisrael closer to him and getting them ready for the mitzvahs and for Yitzias Mitzrayim. Some call this Shabbos Penuya for that reason. Others said Penuya from the word Pinu es Habayis, Pinisi es Habayis, to clear, a Shabbos of clearing out the chametz. In fact, in this week's parasha, we learn that which we mentioned last time, that all the flour offerings, all the menachos in the Beis Hamikdash, could not be made out of chametz. And this week's parasha says it clearly. Kol ha-mincha asher takrivu la-Hashem lo yisei oseh chametz. Any flour offering. Ki chol se'or v'chol devash lo yisaktiru mimenu isha la-Hashem. You're not allowed to sacrifice using any yeast, which is what makes the dough into chametz. Chametz is osur in the Beis Hamikdash, except for the one time on Shavuos, Shtei Halechem, and the 10 chalos of the Karban Toideh, 30 of them were matzah, 10 of them were chametz. Otherwise, chametz is a no-no in the Beis Hamikdash, just as on Pesach for all of us. As we enter the month of Nisan, today was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day in which Moshe Rabbeinu was taught 8 parshiyos, as the Gemara says in Gittin, Shmoina parshiyos nemru bo vayayim. The day that Rashi tells us in Parshas Shemini, which was on the day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that day took 10 crowns, Eser Atoros, if not one of the greatest days in history, one of the greatest days of the year, is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, HaChodesh HaZelochem, Rosh Chodoshim. This was the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael as a nation. The first time ever in Parshas Boi, which we read in last week's Korea, the second Korea, Parshas HaChodesh, it all started on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is when Hashem gave the message over to Klal Yisrael that they're being chosen, they're going to leave Mitzrayim, they were given the mitzvahs to be involved with in order to have his chus to be able to be redeemed, Karban Pesach, Matzah Umar. It all started Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, is also really where it all started in history, because that's the day when Adam HaRishon was created, according to Rabbi Yehoshua. Now there's a machlokes in the Gemara, when was the world created? Was it Nisan? Was it Tishrei? So the Tosfos says that they're not arguing, one is b'machshava, one is ma'aseh b'poel. In other words, according to many, the machshava is Rosh Hashanah time, Tishrei, and now is when it actually happened. Others say the opposite. Perhaps we could also say, it's not a stira, because remember, before Hashem created the world, there was no time. So when Hashem did create the world, that's when time was created. So Nisan and Tishrei were created at the exact same time. But many ask, what does it mean the world was created on the 25th of El, 25th of Adar? What was the day before that? There was no day before that. There's no time. That's when time was created. So at that moment, Nisan and Tishrei together is the first point of time. And then Hashem moved it apart 6 months. So it doesn't have to be a stira. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, just as we remember on Rosh Hashanah, the day of Brias Adam HaRishayim, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, it happened really Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the day of the first Chet Eitz Hadas, as we know from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that it all happened in one day. It was every hour another event in Seif and Parshas Bereishis takes place, including Cain and Hevel being born, all on the first day. And as the Gemara says, that the Chet was in the 10th hour of the first day of the creation of Adam HaRishon. Whether it was Rosh Hashanah or it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's the day when the Chet Eitz Hadas took place. And what's interesting is that the Chet Eitz Hadas, which the Chet was that Adam and Chava felt that they had to partake, they had to eat from this Eitz to become more knowledgeable, which the purpose of this knowledge was not to get closer to Hashem, just as we see today. Not necessarily are the knowledgeable people, the philosophers and the scientists, the ones who are the closest to Hashem. Many of them deny the existence of a God despite all their intelligence. Not always is intelligence the prerequisite to becoming a person who is a believer. Sometimes, on the contrary, a true believer does not read all of this and does not want to know of all of this. Adam and Chavis, eating from the Eitz Hadas is obviously a negative thing. It wasn't that they wanted to become knowledgeable, like we say every day, Choneinu Me'itcha Chochma Bino V'Da'as. If that was the whole chait, that they wanted to become knowledgeable, what was so terrible? The Eitz Hadas is forbidden knowledge. At that time, it was knowledge that they were not supposed to involve themselves with. Now, according to one opinion of the Gemara in Brachas, Staf Mem, the Gemara says that it was a kernel of wheat. There's a four-way machlokes we mentioned many times, that whether it was wheat, a fig, a grape, or an esrog. It was not an apple. That's Christian theology. It was not an apple, even though they call it the Adam's apple. According to the opinion that it was a kernel of wheat, so the Svarim say that's the matzah on Pesach, is a tikkun, is rectification for the Chet Eitz Hadas. And the interesting thing is that the matzah, which is also made out of wheat, although you could have matzah made out of barley and rye and spelt and oat as well, but usually we use wheat. The matzah has the opposite effect of the Eitz Hadas. The Eitz Hadas made them knowledgeable. Yes, v'yisam ke'elohim yoidei toi v'ra. But it was not the knowledge that brought them closer to Hashem. It wasn't the das, like the Pasuk says, b'chol drachecha do'ehu, da'es alekei avichav yavdehu. It was das that distanced them from Hashem. Like today, this kind of knowledge that we see in the world today that seems to bring people further away from Hashem. The technology today, we would imagine, and that's how it's supposed to be, should be bringing us closer to Hashem. And by those who use the technology properly, it does bring them closer to Hashem. On the contrary, with those who are the ones who are busy discovering all this technology, they seem to be getting further and further away from Hashem. That's the Eitz Hadas. When we eat from matzah, and we're now in a room full of matzah, so we can feel it. When we eat matzah, the matzah has the opposite effect. The Zohar calls matzah mechla d'mehemenusa, food of emuna. When you eat matzah, you become faithful. You develop belief in Hashem. The matzah, you eat emuna. Matzah is tasteless, really. Matzah is not something that a person would serve to a king. Matzah, in fact, the matzah that we eat by the Seder, you're not even supposed to dip it in anything, not in salt or anything. It's supposed to be just the matzah, plain matzah, nothing else on it, whether you eat gebrachs or not. That's not the issue here. But the matzah that we eat by the Seder is just matzah, which plain matzah really has no taste, and it's only a mitzvah. And the eating of the matzah brings us to a level of emunah, which is higher than das, the opposite effect that the Eitz Hadas had. The Eitz Hadas brought them to a level of das, but not to emunah. The matzah that we eat on Pesach brings us to emunah, not to das, higher than das, which emunah is higher than das. You don't have to believe in that which you know. You believe in that which you do not know. And many ask, when they came to the Yam Suf, it says, Vayaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdai, what did they believe? What do you mean they believed in Hashem? They saw it. They saw Kriyas Yam Suf. They saw Yetzias Mitzrayim. They saw the Makkos. What are they believing in? The next pasuk is Oz Yoshi Moshe v'nei Yisrael Sashira Hazayis, and Rashi says Mikan Remez L'Tchias Hamesim in HaTorah. What they're believing then is in Tchias Hamesim. That they didn't see at that time. Whatever they saw, they didn't have to believe. Now they're believing. If all this can happen, we believe whatever Hashem says is going to happen. That the one day be Tchias Hamesim, we believe in that also. That level of emuna, where we believe even in that which makes no sense at all, which we reached on Purim, incidentally. Purim is the Yom Tov of Adol HaYodah, and Purim is the preparation for Pesach. And that's why Esther, at the Suda of Achashvesh, was serving matzah, as the Medrash says, which the matzah is the Meichel of Emunah. On Pesach, we reach that level by eating. And here the interesting thing is, the very same day that Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is the same day that Moshe Rabbeinu was told for the first time that there's a mitzvah to eat matzahs. Which was all said on Rosh Chodesh Nisan in the year 2448, where we see here the total opposite occurring. The same kernel of wheat, according to that opinion, that was used then to bring them to knowledge, but not to emunah, which brought chet to the world, and misa to the world. The same kernel of wheat is now a mitzvah, and it brings you to emunah and to life. And as in fact, according to another day in the Zohar, this far I'm bringing down, that matzah is called mechla da'asvasa, the michael of refuah. the many stories of tzaddikim that would give matzah to those who came to them Pesach time that weren't feeling well, and the matzah would heal them, although it seems that matzah doesn't really heal you. If anything, matzah seems to have the opposite effect on the stomach. But matzah has the effect of refuah and the effect of emunah, the opposite of the chetei tzadas, and we're both around the same day. The parasha that we always read as we get ready for the Chodesh Nisan, as we enter the month of Nisan, is Vayikra in Hashanah Pshuta, like this year. Vayikra is known as Toiras Kohanim, a new sefer of Chumash, as we enter the new month. And this is not just a plain new month, but this is the month which is the Rishon Hulachem L'Chodshei Hashanah, and as the Sfarim tell us, the entire Nisan is like one long Rish Chodesh. HaChodesh is HaLochem Rosh Chodashim. This Chodesh, the whole Chodesh is Rosh Chodashim. Every day is like Rosh Chodesh, especially the first 12 days of the month, when many have a minute to read the Nasi after Shacharis. The first 12 days is when the Nasi and the leaders of Klal Yisrael sacrificed, brought their offerings when the Mishkan was put up for the very first time. When the Mishkan was put up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first 12 days from Yehuda till Naphtali, every day another Nasi sacrificed and brought offerings to dedicate the Mishkan, to dedicate the Mizbeach. And these 12 days correspond to the 12 months that are coming. First day of Nisan is Keneged Yehuda, which is Nachshon Ben Aminadav, which is Chodesh Nisan. And that was the first day of Nisan, includes the entire Nisan. The second day includes the month of Iyar, and so on. There's a famous story of the Chayzim Lublin, that every year he would write down in his notebook the first 12 days of Nisan, different things that are going to transpire, that he saw Beruach HaKodesh is going to happen that coming year. And one year, he wrote for the first 4 days, when it came to the fifth day of Nisan, it was blank. He didn't write anything. They didn't know why. And that was the year that he was Nifter. He was Nifter in the fifth month. He was Nifter on Tisha B'Av. It's known that he said that his misnagdim will not be able to rejoice the day that he's going to pass away, although they think they will. He was Nifter on Tisha B'Av. So the tzaddikim knew this, that the first 12 days of Nisan encompass the entire year. Every day corresponds to another month. And as we enter this great month of Nisan, which is considered like the Rosh Chodesh of the year, the entire month, we read Parashas Vayikra Sefer Toras Kehana, which Vayikra starts off with a small Aleph. The Aleph is the Eira. There's a small Aleph here in Vayikra, which the Mefarshim discuss what's the purpose of the small Aleph. The Rabbeinu Bachaye, or better yet, Rabbeinu Bachya, that's what his real name was, Rabbeinu Bachya, who wrote a beautiful Perush on Chumash, discusses at the beginning of this week's parasha that there are three kriyas, there are three callings. He says there's Bereshis, there's Shmois, and there's Vayikra. And he says Hashem created the world, gave the Torah, and will be Mechaye Mesim. And as Hashem made the world in order that we should receive the Torah, so that we should receive reward later, and the reward will be after Tchiyas HaMesim. So he says Bereshis, Chumash Bereshis, is testimony to the creation of the world. Hashem called to the world that it should be created. That was the first calling, the first kriya. It quotes a pasuk where the Navi uses the word kriya referring to the creation of the world. Sefer Shemois is the second kriya, where Hashem, Vayikra el Moshe b'yom hashvi mitoche onan, Hashem calls to Moshe Rabbeinu to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, to give the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. That's the second calling, which is Sefer Shemois. The third, he says, that's the Vayikra in this week's parasha, which this one starts with the word Vayikra. This whole Sefer is called Sefer Vayikra. Is the Sefer of Tchiyas HaMesim. He doesn't say really why. What does this have to do with Tchiyas HaMesim? This parasha is about Karbonos. The parasha talks about all different kinds, whether it's the Oila, the burnt offering, which there are animal offerings, bird offerings, flower offerings, for those who can't afford the animals and the birds. There's shlamim, peace offerings. There's chata, sin offerings. Ashamais, guilt offerings. Oila v'yoyre. Practically every carbon that you can imagine, including carbonos that are negava, donations, and then obligations, are in this week's parasha. What does this parasha have to do with Tchiyas HaMesim? We know that in Chodesh Nisan, Hashem called to the Jewish people for the first time. And as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Mashcheini, Shir Hashirim is the Megillah that we're supposed to be learning now as well. That's what we lay on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, which discusses the special relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, which Shlomo HaMelech compares it to that of a man and a woman, and that's why Shir HaShirim is called Kodesh Kodoshim, because it's the only Sefer in Navi that you cannot translate literally. You can't translate it al-pi pshat, that is a love song. because it's there has to be the remez, the drush of this of the psukim and shir hashirim. That's why shir hashirim is called kodesh kadoshim, as the Mishnah says in Yadayim, that shir hashirim is on a higher level than any other sefer in Tanakh. Precisely because it cannot be translated literally. So there's no pshat. There's no pshat means that you cannot learn it on the surface. It's only to be understood on a deeper level. And there in Shir HaShirim, Shlomo HaMelech writes how HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls, beckons to the Jewish people, Kol Doidi Doifek, he calls to them through Moshe and Aaron, and their response is that we heard that you want to, Moshcheini, you want to pull us to you, that we should be your wife, that we should be your kinyan. And their answer was, Acharecha Narutza, we're going to run after you. Moshcheini happened on Pesach, the Mashiach, we know there's such a thing as a kinyan Mashiach, and Hilchas Kinyan. If you want to buy something, if you want something to become yours, you have to make a kinyan. So if it's a Dover HaMetaltel, the kinyan is usually with Mashiach, unless you could pick it up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koine us on in Chodesh Nisan. Here's where the kinyan takes place. This is like the Kedushin. Shavuos was the Chuppah, it was the Nesuin. The Kedushin is here. Ki Yikach Ish Isha, Kicha is a Lashon of kinyan. Kicha, Kicha Mizdei Ephraim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls us away from the influence of Mitzrayim. The Eibishter takes us out of Mitzrayim. He takes us out of the Rishus HaRabim and brings us into the Rishus HaYachid, Yechidoi Shel Olam. And therefore the first Kriya that we read on Pesach is Mishchu. Mishchu Kechulachem Tzoyin in Parshas Bo. It starts with the word Mishchu, Moshach, as the Siman in the Gemara gives, Moshach Tura. Because the first day of Pesach is when the Mashiach took place. We were commanded to pull ourselves away from the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, which at that time was a lamb, and to be makar of the Korban Pesach. And Hashem made a kinyan, as we read in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Chamisha Kinyanim, Kana HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam, one of them is Klal Yisrael, Am Zukhanisa, as we say in Pirkei Avos, in Oz Yoshi, which was said in Chodesh Nisan. To the Eimoy, Vesita Eimoy, Bahar Nachalosach, Amochin, the Shivt Chapu Alta Hashem. And then we also read Amzu Kanisa Chabafta. Rashi says a lashon of Chavivas, but it's a lashon of Kenyan. And Tehillim David HaMelech writes also the lashon of Kenyan concerning Klal Yisrael. The Beis Hamikdash is a Kenyan. There are five Kenyanim. Klal Yisrael is the first. Klal Yisrael is one of the five. And Avraham Avinu was also mentioned in the Mishnah as a Kenyan. And Avraham Avinu, as we know, his whole life surrounds Pesach. Avraham Avinu represents the Yom Tov of Pesach. Avraham Avinu, who was originally an idol worshiper, as we read, Mitchila Oivde Avodah Zarah Hoya Avoseinu Ve'achshav Kervanu Hamakom La'Avodah. This we read in the Seder, in the Haggadah. The Yom Tov of Pesach is the Yom Tov of Kurva. Hashem brought us close. Kervanu Hamakom La'Avodah. And the Lashon of the one who wrote the Haggadah, it's questionable who actually wrote it. Kervanu Hamakom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us close to Him. He gave us the opportunity to come close to Him. That opportunity to come close to Him was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when Hashem gives the first mitzvah to Klal Yisrael, and Hashem is preparing us for Pesach and for Yetzias Mitzrayim, where the purpose is to receive the Torah. But before that, there hadn't been a richuk. This was the first time, this was the initial relationship, which was initiated by Hashem Himself. So Hashem initiated the relationship, and said that if we want to be close to Him, He's willing to accept that, and He wants us to become His bride, and we accept it. Acharecha Narusa, Chodesh Iyar, which is the month of Sfira, we count the 49 days, and of course Shavuos is the actual Chasana. But after that, there was a Richuk, there was a separation. The separation was Chet HaEgel. And the Chet HaEgel distanced us from Hashem. As the Pasuk says, In Shir HaShirim, Acha HaMelech B'Mesiboy, Nirdi Nosan Reche, that while we were there on the Har Sinai, we gave off a foul odor, as Shlomo HaMelech writes, which refers to the fact that we had just received the Torah, we're still by Har Sinai, and we blew it. There was an egel, and therefore there was a richuk. And we know that kiruv that comes after richuk is greater than the original kiruv. The kiruv that came after the Chet HaEgel was the Hakamas HaMishkan. Where the Hakamas HaMishkan was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, on the same day that the original Kiruv took place. A year later. The first Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when Hashem said, Mishchu Kulachem, HaChodesh HaZelachem, that was the first Kiruv, before there was a Richuk. That was when Klal Yisrael were being brought into the relationship for the first time. Then there was the separation after that, And then Hashem commands Moshe Rabbeinu after Yom Kippur that the Jews should be menade for the Mishkan, which they finished building on Sukkot, they finished building on Chanukah. They first put it up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's the Hakamas HaMishkan, in the second year, when the Shechina returns, and Klal Yisrael are told that they can come close again. And where is that? That's right here in this week's parasha. Because Vayikra El Moshe, says the Torah, Kohanim and the Midrashim that bring down, that this whole parasha was said on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. When did Hashem call to Moshe? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The day the Mishkan was put up, he had to teach them the halachas of the Karbonis. This is the first day that the Mishkan was put up. And in fact, this is also the first time that the Torah ever refers to an offering as a carbon. If you look in the previous parashas, it says Vayalu Oilois, Vayizbechu Zvachim Shlomim, never the word carbon, which carbon, although the world translates carbon as sacrifice, carbon doesn't really mean sacrifice. Carbon comes from the word kiruv. Carbon means coming close, that you have the ability, the opportunity to come close to Hashem. Adam ki yakrav mikem carbon la Hashem. And the chiddush here is that despite that there was a richuk, you could still come close. Hashem is willing to take us back. And that's why Rashi brings over here, Vayadabar Hashem Eilav Me'el Moed Leymar. So Rashi says, why does it say Leymar? So Rashi says, tell them kind words. Let them know that it's because of you that I am speaking with me. Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, it's only because of you, Klal Yisrael, that Hashem speaks to me. The proof is, after the Chet HaMeraglim, it says Hashem didn't speak to Moshe for 38 years. Hashem was angry at Bnei Yisrael, so he didn't speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. There are questions what that means exactly. It wasn't Panim, but Panim, it doesn't mean that Hashem didn't speak to him at all. Why is Rashi telling this to us over here? This is not the first time the Torah ever uses the word Lamar. If the word Lamar is what bothers Rashi, Lamar, tell them that it's because of them that I'm speaking to you. Why here? This is not the first time that Hashem is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. The reason why it is necessary to say it here is because these are words of pious after the Richuk. Klal Yisrael knew before that Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu because of them. But after the Chet HaEgel, perhaps this is not true anymore. Klal Yisrael have sinned, and perhaps they're not zoichet to this special relationship. The special relationship is set to them here again, Lamor. And by Yikros, with a small aleph. The small aleph hints to the fact that their stature was diminished. They had gone through Chet, therefore they were miniaturized. But on the same time, they were humbled. And it's through anivus, through bittul, through achnah of anav, as we mentioned last week, which is the idea of matzah, that we get closer to Hashem. That's what the matzah does too. The matzah, which is, symbolizes the anivus, brings a yid closer to Hashem. Chometz is merachik. Matzah is makarev. When Avraham Avinu wanted to be makarev the orchim, he says he gave them matzahs. It happened to be that it was Pesach that time, but he gave them matzahs. The matzah has the ability to bring them closer. The matzah has the ability to bring them to emunah. That's the small aleph here. The small aleph is the concept of bittul. Hashem calls to us, and Hashem enables us and gives us the opportunity to come close to Him when we are small, when we humble ourselves. Because concerning a Baal Gaiva, the Gemara says, "Ein ani v'hu yecholim lador ba'olam." And therefore, the Beis Hamikdash, which is the makom of bittul, the place of hishtachava, as we mentioned last time, loisei osei chametz. No chametz allowed there. The small aleph symbolizes the neshamas that were lower, the neshamas that went through chet. And despite that they went through chet, there's still a calling for them as well. That's the small aleph over here. The first time it says vayikra, there's no small aleph. The original vayikra in Parshas Mishpatim, which is referring to Matan Torah, there it's a regular aleph. Klal Yisrael hadn't sinned yet. Therefore their stature wasn't diminished. Here it was. There's a small aleph, and the Torah is telling us, despite the small aleph, there's kurva, there's kiruv. It's still possible for a person to come close to Hashem. And the fact the word carbon is not even used before, it's only used now. True, if not for the chet, they never would have needed a carbon. If not for chet ha'egel, there wouldn't have been a need for a mishkan, many say. Every Jew would have been a mishkan. Hashem would have rested in each and every single one of us. The fact that we need the concept of carbon in order to bring us closer to Hashem is a result of chet, is a result of the small aleph. But the pius here, the uplifting, the what's comforting for us here is that no matter how a person falls, there's always the concept of tshuva. And that's what this parasha is, the concept of tshuva. Tshuva comes after chet ha'egel. Tshuva is tchiyas ha'mezim. What is tchiyas ha'mezim? Tchiyas ha'mezim is the resurrection of the dead, literally. But what is tchiyas ha'mezim? We say every day in davening, ato gibor lo'olam Hashem mechayei mezim ato. You are mechayei mezim. When? When is Hashem mechayei mezim? I thought it's going to happen. Why does it... Davening, do we say it in the present tense? because the Tchias HaMesim and davening, among the many other interpretations, among the literal interpretation, is that Hashem is constantly being Mechayei Mesim. Hashem constantly gives every person the ability to rejuvenate and to become alive again. Because when a person sins, he disconnects himself from Hashem. And if he's disconnected, he's dead. He's a mes spiritual. Like a Metzoyra is Choshev Kemes. A Metzoyra is someone who's Moitzi Ra, someone who speaks Lashon Hara, someone who's a Baal Gaiva. That's why he's a Metzoyra. He's a Tzar Ayin, which comes from Gassus Aruach. He's considered dead, so he's disconnected. Chometz, a Metzoyra who is compared to Chometz, the Metzoyra is the Baal Gaiva. The Metzoyra is sent Michutz LaMachana. A Suma, a blind person, is considered dead. Mishayim Leibonim Choshev Kemeis. And certainly a Rasha is considered dead. Rishoyim Afilu Bechayehem Kruyim Mesim. Rishoyim are called dead even when they're alive. Why? Because they're missing the Ve'atim HaDveikim B'Hashem Alekechem Chayim Kolchem Hayoim. Only one who's connected to Hashem, who's Dovek in Hashem, is alive. When one does tshuva, despite that he fell and he's called dead, as the Zohar says, Man Danoful Midarge Kribe Vayomis. So a person falls down and is considered that he died. A person can be alive and yet he's dying. Or he's dead because he sinned, because he's disconnected from Hashem. Every mitzvah is a rope that connects us to Hashem. If a person violates one mitzvah, so he's disconnected by one rope. If a person violates the entire Torah, he's totally disconnected. But Hashem gives us the ability to come back, and that we can experience spiritual Tchias HaMesim, as we see happening today in the world. The whole Tshuva movement today is a spiritual Tchias HaMesim before the real Tchias HaMesim. Therefore, that's what the Rabbeinu Bachya means, perhaps, that Sefer Vayikra is the Sefer of Tchias HaMesim. Because this Sefer was said after Chet HaEgel, after our stature was diminished, the small Aleph, after the fact that there were those among us who thought that there's no hope, we can never return. Hashem says, Dabar al b'nei Yisrael, and tell them, Adam ki yakrav mikem korban l'Hashem, you can still come close to Hashem. And I'm giving you a new mitzvah now, a new opportunity, which today, b'zman hazeh, that's through tefillah. Today, tefillah does what korban does. It's like tefillah is a time when every one of us experiences Tchias HaMesim. And that's why right at the beginning of the davening, we're talking about Tchias HaMesim. Mechayei Mesim Atu Rav Lo Hishia. In the future, Mechayei Mesim now. Sefer Shemois is the Sefer of Matan Torah. That was before the Misa, before the Richuk, before the Chet HaEgel. Even though the Chet HaEgel is in Sefer Shemois, but it's at the end of Sefer Shemois. Vayikra, that's the Sefer that comes after Chet HaEgel. With a new beginning. The beginning now of Tshuva, the beginning of Tchias HaMesim. And therefore, Chazal tells us that Tchias HaMesim is going to happen in Chodesh Nisan. That's why the Haftarah of Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach is about the Atzmaus Yevashos, which is about Tchias HaMesim. Nisan is a month of Tchias HaMesim. Literally, it's a month of Tchias HaMesim. The trees start to bud. The world becomes alive in Nisan. Chodesh HaAviv, the month of spring. And at the same time, it's the month of Tchias HaMesim for all of us. The matzah that we eat has the ability to rejuvenate us and to make us alive again. Unlike the chametz, which the Eitz Ahor is compared to chametz, as we say in Tehillim, Hatzileni mikaf ma'avil v'chometz. He's the one who makes everything sour. He's the one who, the se'or shebe'isa, the Gemara calls the Eitz Ahor the se'or shebe'isa, the yeast in the dough. Therefore, chametz is the Eitz Ahor. Matzah is the Eitz Atoiv. Matzah, which is Pesach, which is the Yom Tov of Avram Avinu, Vayikra with an Aleph, Vayikra is Begamatria Yetzer Toiv, Vayikra is Begamatria Avram Avinu. Matzah is the Yom Tov, Pesach is the Yom Tov of Avram Avinu, of whom it says, Ve'he'emin b'Hashem, v'yachsheveho loy tzedokah. Avram Avinu believed in Hashem, and Hashem considered it a tzedokah, because he was the only one who really believed at that time, one God, who had total emunah, when the rest of the world didn't. He was me'aver hanohar, everyone is on the other side, he's a lonely man on the other side of the river. Avram Avinu had to fight the whole world. V'hemin b'Hashem v'yachsheveh loy tzedakah. And in his chus, we have matzah on Pesach. V'hemin b'Hashem v'yachsheveh loy tzedakah is equal to the words alachilas matzah. When we eat matzah, we're eating emunah, we're eating Avram Avinu. We're eating what Avram Avinu instilled in us, which we yarshin from him, atayim azeh, we are ma'aminim, b'nei ma'aminim, because Avram Avinu was the first ma'amin, v'hem, in b'Hashem. By eating matzah on Pesach, we develop that emunah, and we experience the Tchias HaMesim, which is what Sefer Vayikra is about. This is the Sefer where we learn what happened after the second Chodesh Nisan. The Mishkan is put up, and Hashem says, you got your second chance. you can still come close to me. Karban, that's why every one of the 12 days of Nisan we read those who say the Nasi after davening. Karbonoi karas kesef achas, ze karban nachshon ben aminodav. Every one of the 12 days that Pasuk stresses was another day of karban, another day of kiruv, another day that we come closer to Hashem. We say in davening, in the Yom Tov davening, ata b'chatonu mikol ha'amim, we say v'keiraftonu malkeinu la'avodah sechem. And that's why in the Haggadah we read Va'achshav kervonu hamokim la'avodasa, which kervonoi is the same letters as karbonoi. Pesach is the Haggadah says Va'achshav, now. What does that say now? Was it now? It was then. It was 3,000 years ago. Mitzchila oiv di'avodah zara hoya avisenu b'mitzvayim Va'achshav kervonu hamokim la'avodasa. The Haggadah is being medayik that it's now. It's now. Every year it's now. Now a person has an opportunity. Even if he was an Oved Avodah Zarah a whole year, when it comes to Pesach, Hashem is Makarav us. Hashem brings us closer. Kervanu Hamakam L'Avodosoi. And that's why in the Haftorah of Parshas Vayikra, which this week we get to read the regular Haftorah, we read the Pasuk that we see on Yom Kippur. Anoichi, Anoichi, Hu Moiche Fisho'echa L'Ma'ani, V'chatei Secha Lo Eskor. Twice Anoichi. By Matan Torah, we experience one Anoichi. Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha. Tshuva brings us to an even higher level. We experience double anoichi. Anoichi, anoichi, hu meichef v'sho'ech l'mani. Just like the Pasuk says in Yeshaya concerning the Geula, anoichi, anoichi, hu menachemchem. Kefel, double. Ki meit seischa me'eretz mitzvayim arenu nefloois, that the Geula Shlema we're going to experience more nefloois even than in the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So this Pasuk, anoichi, anoichi, hu meichef v'sho'ech l'mani, which is in the Haftarah this week of Parshas Vayik, where the connection is to the parasha, because this is the parasha of tshuva. This is the parasha where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, nefesh ki sechto b'shgoga, when a person does a chait, he can bring a karban chatas, a person does a chait b'meizah, there are certain karbanas that can be brought too, some of the ashamos, and as we end off the parasha, v'chiper olav ha-koyhen lefnei Hashem v'nislach loy, al-achas mikol ha-shayasa la-ashma ba, which means, whatever a person does, la-ashma ba, it is still possible. The chiper olav hakoyin lefnei Hashem v'nislach le. It's possible for kapara, no matter what the osham was, no matter what the avera was, and therefore in the haftarah we read that very same thing. Anoichi anoichi moichi fisho'echa l'ma'ani v'chatoisecha lo yezkor. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will erase your sins. I will erase your averas. Even though normally we refer to Tishrei as the month of tshuva, Tishrei is tshuva meyira, as we mentioned the other time. Nisan is Tshuva Me'ahava. Tshuva Me'ahava is much greater than Tshuva Me'yira. Tshuva Me'ahava is Mahapech, the Averis into Mitzvahs. The Hakomas HaMishkan is associated with Yom Kippur. Right after Yom Kippur is when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayakel Moshe, and told him to go be Menada for the Mishkan. And therefore, the Pasuk that we read here, Anoichi, Anoichi, Moichi, Fishu'ech Lamani, which is associated with Yom Kippur, is connected to this parasha, because what started Yom Kippur then was completed on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Yom Kippur was the day when Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the second Luchos. Yom Kippur was the day when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Salachti Kedvarecha. Yom Kippur was the day that Hashem told to Moshe that there's even hope, even after the Chet HaEgel, that it's possible that there could still be tshuva. When was that completed? Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because they began donating for the Mishkan the next day. They began building the Mishkan, it says, on the first day of Sukkot. They completed it, Chanukah. But the Hakamas HaMishkan wasn't until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan when the Shekhinah returns to earth. That didn't happen since the Chet HaEgel. So although on Yom Kippur they were told that Hashem is forgiving their sins, when did they find out that it really happened? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the first 12 days of Nisan, which led them into Pesach. And that's when they brought the only Korban Pesach in the Midbar, was the Korban Pesach that they brought after that Nisan, when the Mishkan was put up. And so therefore this Pasuk, Anoichi, Anoichi, Moichi, Fisho'echa L'mani, which we would think has to do with Yom Kippur, fits here perfectly, because this was realized, this came into reality on Rosh Chodesh Nisan after Yom Kippur. It took months until the Kapara was actually felt when the Shechina returns. And since Vayikra El Moshe was said on Rosh Chodesh Nisan according to the Midrashim, and by Yikra El Moshe begins with the small Aleph, because Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the day when Hashem said, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Rosh Chodesh. What do we learn from the moon? The moon was originally the same size as the sun. And the moon was Mekatreg. The moon said, Yefshel L'shnei Melochem L'shtamish Pekeser Echot. The moon was arrogant. The moon was a Balgaiver. The moon said, I should be the only one, and not the sun. So Hashem's answer to the moon was, L'chi U'mi'ati Es Atzmech. Diminish yourself. Make yourself small. Humble yourself. The moon needed a kapara, so to speak. So Hashem said to the moon, you have to humble yourself. then you can come back to me. And that's what happens. We say in Kiddush Levana that in the future, the moon will be the same size as the sun. That the moon will be the same size that it originally was before it was diminished. The first day of Nisan, that first Maylar Halavana, which from the moon we learn that only if one humbles himself can he regain that original status that he had. The moon had to go through the miniaturization of itself, the Miyut Halavana, Miyut Hayoreach, in order that after the Bismat La'asid Lavi, the moon will regain the status that it originally had. The same thing a Jew on Pesach has to go through on Achno'a Va'anova, which is the concept of Matzah, Bittel, Bedikas Chametz, and Bittel Chametz, and Biur Chametz, and then he's Zaycha to the special Kirva from Hashem. That's the Vayikra with a small Aleph. The small Aleph over here, which is a remes to the Miyat HaLavana, a remes to Matzah, is the key to being zeichet to become a carbon. And a carbon doesn't have to be natural, necessarily only an animal. As the Svarim explained, when it says, min abehema, min abokor, min atzoyin takriv es karbanchem, it means that from our own bahamius, from the animal behavior that exists in each and every one of us, which is the yeshus and the gaiva, the arrogance and the midas rois, which what we're here for is to work on those midas, to humble the animal behavior, that's a carbon. When a person works on a midah, even if it's one midah, the Gross said that a person could come to this world and spend 80 years just to break one bad habit. And he says breaking one bad habit is more complicated than finishing Shas 500 times. Getting rid of one Midah Bahamis that exists in us, that's the greatest carbon. As it said, Adam ki yakriv mikem carbon la'Hashem. The greatest carbon is when it's from yourselves. It doesn't have to be an animal. When you take the behema, bakar, and the tzoyin that exists in each and every one of us, and we're makriv it, takriv es karban chem, that's your carbon. And that's on Pesach, when we stay away from the chametz, we get rid of the chametz, which is getting rid of the midas rois, getting rid of the gaiva, and eating matzah, and humbling ourselves, we're zeichet to be niskarev to Hashem, and that's the remez in the small aleph. The more humble we are, the closer we get. The more we hear the vayikra, we hear Hashem calling us. Vayikra el Moshe, Hashem is really calling to every single one of us that we should come to Him, that we should make a kinyan mashicha. Hashem is making the kinyan mashicha, but we have to be willing to pull ourselves away a little bit from the outside influences of this world in order to get a little closer to Hashem. This is the Yom Tov to do it. The Achshav, the Kervanu HaMakom. Never say tomorrow, or next week. The Diyak and the Haggadah is the Achshav, now Kervanu HaMakom La'avodah. So I have an opportunity to do it now, I don't wait. Ushmartem es ha-matzvahs, mitzvahs, mitzvah abol liyotch, you learn out from matzah that you have to have reasons, you have to do it right away, you can't push it off, because if you push it off, it becomes chametz. That's the message. The message is that it's now, it's not later. As long as we have the opportunity to do it, and we're Baruch Hashem healthy and alive, now's the time to do it. And we'll be zeichet taka to Vayikra El Moshe at the Binyan Bayis Shlishi. Now that we're in Chodesh Nisan, B'Nisan Asidin Ligoyel, we should be zeichet to have the Karban Pesach and the Parah Aduma in Yerushalayim Yerah Kodesh, and eat matzahs in Yerushalayim together with Mashiach Tzidkenu.